Scott Smith is the Deputy Fire Chief of the High Level Fire Department. He joins us on the line today. Scott, thank you very much for joining us. Chief, Fire Prevention Week is coming up next week. The fact that we need to think about it, I'm guessing, especially with winter right out of the corner. Am I correct in that statement or not?
Yeah, I mean, fire prevention is something we should always be thinking about, but it is nice to have that extra little bit of focus during October to kind of remind everybody and get out a specific message.
Specific message, I guess, would be getting into a simple routine like, checking and changing batteries in the smoke detectors, in the carbon monoxide detectors. How much do we take it for granted that those simple little pieces of apparatus are taken for granted?
They're probably some of the best things you can have in your house because they're the thing that's going to wake you up in the middle of the night and going to alert you to a problem before anything else is. I mean, we all like to think that our noses are the strongest thing we get going, but sometimes that really loud beeping is just what you need to kind of kick you into gear and get you doing something.
Chief, I asked this question because I've got a four-year-old in school right now. She's starting kindergarten, and I'm sure she's going to be coming home and saying, Daddy, we learned about fire drills at school. Is it not a bad thing to maybe have a drill or a procedure in place at home?
Always, yeah. Ideally, at least once a year, you should be practicing a fire drill in your home, especially if you have small kids. Getting them used to a meeting place where they know where to go in the event of something happens, just in case they're not with a parent, that there is that spot where they know this is my safe place, this is where I go to meet everybody else, is a really good reminder and a really good thing to kind of build into them starting younger.
The theme this year is centered around batteries, if I'm not mistaken. How much are they needed, especially to kind of stockpile?
Yeah, well, the big theme this year is charge into fire safety, and it's all about lithium-ion batteries. So it's the rechargeable batteries that can be a bigger problem. I mean, I'm sure lots of people have seen the videos online of when the e-bikes and different things, when their batteries explode and kind of cause some damage. When they start to burn, they burn really fast and they burn really hot. So, you know, there's a few things that you can do to make sure that you're using the right batteries, but also always having batteries on hand for power outages and things to make sure you've got flashlights that you can still use, and all that kind of stuff is a really important thing to keep in mind as well.
You do a lot of things during Fire Prevention Week. You get out into the community, not necessarily with the week, but in general as well. You have the kids there, the adults there. The kids love to make the noise because they love it when the sirens go off, etc. How much do you, as a deputy fire chief, love it when the kids get involved in something, in a promotion like this?
There's nothing better for us. There's nothing more fun than having people come in to where you spend your time and get excited about the things that you're seeing. I mean, a lot of times we can be just as big of kids when the lights and sirens are going off for training and other things. We have just as much fun with it, but when you get those younger kids in and you see the excitement and the awe in their eyes at a young age, there's no better feeling.
How much do we need to be safe during this winter, especially when the temperature can get down a long way?
Well, I mean, it's always important to make sure that you're keeping kind of safety in your mind. But as we get into the winter months, you know, having those things like candles ready to use in case of power outages and blankets, and traveling is another big one, always making sure you've got blankets in the vehicle and emergency kits and extra layers and all of those things for the just in cases. We always hope that nothing ever happens, but we want to make sure people are prepared just in case. We do live in a remote area, and sometimes it can be a wait for somebody to get to you, especially if you're traveling north or south. There's long stretches of road there where there's not a whole lot happening.
For us kids at heart, keeping things simple, being prepared, and, having those necessities in place, even if it's just something like checking to see where these things are located to have it within simple reach, how much do we take that for granted?
Well, I mean, it's the same kind of thing as everything else is being prepared. You know, we talked about the home escape plans and stuff. That all kind of comes into play with the same thing. You know, it's great to have the stuff and have it ready, but if you don't have it available or know where it is offhand, then it's not going to do you nearly as much good as having that kit somewhere is easy and accessible and somewhere that you know where it's always going to be in the same place.
The bottom line is it's safety first, and because, well, families are important and people are important. Lives are at stake, right?
Yeah, we go on lots of calls, and there's nothing better than getting somewhere and seeing that people are prepared and taking action and doing things to ensure the safety of them and the rest of the people in the household. And, you know, when you see people that are actively taking part in things like the fire prevention weeks, and just in general, we get calls here for somebody's having an issue with a smoke detector, and I'd much rather take a drive over and have a look at it than somebody be at home worried about if it's going to work the next time they need it.
I really appreciate this. Scotch Smith, he is the Deputy Fire Chief of the High Level Fire Department. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you.